Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Last Word by Ellery Adams, narrated by Karen White. Chapter 1. Home is a name, a word. It is a strong one, stronger than magician ever spoke or spirit ever answered to in the strongest conjuration. Charles Dickens.
All houses have secrets.
Olivia Limoges was surprised to hear such an enigmatic statement from her contractor, but there wasn't a hint of humor on Clyde Butler's weathered face. Perhaps the seasoned builder was merely trying to make a point to the eager first-time homebuyer who stood nearby, one arm wrapped possessively around the porch post. Harris Williams gazed toward the front door of the aged bungalow with a look of pure devotion, and Olivia could tell he was already visualizing himself living there.
Regardless of what you've discovered, Clyde, I don't think you can talk Harris out of purchasing this place, Olivia stated with amusement. He's clearly fallen in love.
Captain Haviland, Olivia's standard poodle, sniffed around the foundation of the 1930s home, and then trotted around the corner, conducting a canine version of a house inspection. Wearing a hopeful grin, Harris watched the poodle until Haviland disappeared from view, and then picked at a flake of peeling paint with his fingernail.
Everyone thinks I'm crazy, but I can feel that this place has history. That's important to me. There's more character in this rusty nail.